I thank the Lord for all that he is, all that he means to me. I'm glad to get to serve him. I'm glad to be his child. Something has been rolling through my mind for a long time, and we want to just convey that through the Lord's help. So, in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. So I want us to study this together. So it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong." So I want to talk about a man. So we'll talk about the literal, but we'll also talk about the spiritual. What it takes to be a man. So it said, to watch ye. Stand fast. Quit ye like men. Okay, so if somebody could look up, what does the quit ye mean in the biblical dictionary? Quit ye. I know what I come up with, but I want to see what you come up with. Pardon? To be brave. Yes, courageous. To be brave. Courageous, yes. Don't quit. Persevere. Okay, and what is just comparing, and I'm not meaning this in a, we live in a careful, political, correct world, so please don't take this wrong. What is the difference between a man and a woman? As you can tell right away, usually, they're stronger. They're just stronger. I've already testified or talked about how, what a wimp I am, but it is so wonderful that whenever you're reaching for something, you can't quite get there, to have a husband that can reach it and that can hold it for far longer than you could because you're wimping out. But a man does that. A man just does not wimp out. And, you know, I think of a proper man of God. They are, okay, so this brings another scripture, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse. So I want us to think about what a child, a little boy, is compared to a man. It says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." What's something that a child will do that a man will not? Can you think of anything? Yes, yes. So a man is not petty. And this is part of being a child, because you don't want them to be a man yet. But when they cry, they run to mama. They run to mama. But when they become a man, they run less and less to mama. And that's the way it's supposed to be. When I became a man, I put away childish things. But while I'm a child, it's not, I don't want a child to act like an old man. That's not proper either. And I have seen parents that try to mold their child into acting like that, and that's so unfair to the child. A child also has vivid imaginations, but a man knows what reality is. So they understand reality. understand reality. Pardon? They're stable. Yes.
Self-control.
Pardon?
Self-control.
Yes. I think I've heard it mentioned before. You can have all kinds of squabbles and differences and silliness that happens, and a man steps in and can straighten it out pretty quickly. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, even our household, mom was an authority, but when dad came home, he was the ultimate authority. So she had her place, but when he came home, what he said went, and it was correct. I appreciate that so much. Have you ever seen a child throw a temper tantrum? Is it pretty? Go into the store, say. That's when they usually like to throw them, right when you're in the aisle getting ready to go to the checkout and there's a candy bar that they want. And so they get in the floor and they kick and scream and, "Mommy, you just don't ever let me have anything." Okay. It's childish, isn't it? But have you ever seen an adult throw a temper tantrum? Is it very pretty? It's very shameful, isn't it? So that's what I mean by a man is temperate or sober. He's not going to lose his temper. So, also they are tough. They're just tougher. My father-in-law, which my husband inherited those same characteristics. But my father-in-law, I can talk about him because he is deceased. But there just wasn't too much that rocked his world as far as pain goes. He would harvest honey because whoever owned that was scared to because of bee stings. But he would just make sure his sleeves were rolled down and buttoned and put on a hat and just make sure that he'd brush the bees off of his arms and he'd gather the honey. And so when it was over with, it's like, "Dad, did you get stung?" "Oh, I got stung a time or two, but it's all right. It's no big deal." But then I've seen other men that have one little bee sting and they're, "Oh, that, see it swelling? Oh my, it hurts so bad. I'm going to have to, I don't know that I can do anything today." So, but a proper man is tough. And one of our grandsons had fallen down on the campground and skinned his knee up pretty good. It hurt Grandma for sure. And I remember him getting up saying, "It hurts, but I'm tough. It hurts so bad, but I'm tough. I'm tough." And he overcame it. And it was interesting to watch that. I thought, well, that little guy is becoming a man. But do you know, the Lord wanted us to apply this spiritually. Watch ye. You know, and I'm not saying that in a trans method at all. We have a world that they're trying to blend the genders. Women becoming men becoming women. That's not what this is about. But the Lord wanted us to put on, whether we be man or woman, put on the characteristics of a man. Another thing, I think a real man knows how to cry. I think that's an honorable thing. But they're not overcharged with emotion. They're not going to let the emotion carry them or overcharged by emotion. Make the wrong decision. They're going to make the right decision because they understand this is just an emotional situation and we will get through it. And they're going to see it differently than through those who are not. So spiritually, the Lord is looking for someone that will be watchful. So in a spiritual sense, we are to be men, to stand fast, to be a man, to not be petty. I've thought about
situations where people, and I understand we are to be very careful not to hurt one another. I think that should be our, you know, I look at men, and one of the greatest pictures in my mind is when a man holds a newborn baby. And the reason it's so powerful in my mind is a man that was mean could actually crush that baby because they have the strength to. But a real man won't because they have such a love and compassion for it. Do you know, even though we are men in the Lord, let's be careful that we don't crush a newborn. That we have the strength because we're led by the Son, led by the Spirit of God. We are the sons of God. Be careful that we don't use our strength, that we hurt one another. You know, I heard a song long ago that says, my dad could beat up your dad, but he wouldn't. And what that means is my dad has the capabilities of doing so much, but he won't because he is careful to hurt others. Careful that he doesn't hurt others. And I think that spiritually we need to be the same way, that we need to be in self-control so much, though, that we can control our actions, our tongue, our the things that we do, so that we can be men. The Lord wants us to be strong in him and to be tough. And when we do get hurt, that we can rise up and say, I can take this because I'm tough. This hurts, but I'm tough. And sometimes I think we're kind of wimpy spiritually. When you look at that gauge there to be brave, we don't find our bravery sometimes. We're too busy hiding behind something else. And the Lord is saying, be brave and be strong. Be a man in him. Be a man. Do you know, it wasn't the women that they called to battle. It was always the men, because they could carry the weight of the armor. They could endure hardness as good soldiers. They could go the distance. And I think that's correct how the Lord did that. I don't think it was being discriminating. I believe he knew the strength of a man. And I look at that and I think, Lord, help us to understand that we are to persevere even when things are tough. Because that is what it is to be a man. To stand fast, to be stronger than the enemy, and to understand the reality. Do you know, it's interesting. Michael said he goes in on a weekend, or comes in from a weekend, and what all the men can talk about is what level they're on the next game. And some of these are fathers. Do you not understand reality? That you have a wife to take care of? You have a family to take care of, and all you understand is playing? It's kind of strange. We actually live in a world where men don't know how to be men. And I think sometimes because women chose not to act like women, that we put that. We've mixed it up ourselves too. There was a place for the man in a marriage, and a place for the woman in the marriage. And it's a beautiful, beautiful combination. But in spiritual battles, in spiritual speaking, we are to always be men. We are not to be overcharged by our emotions. We are not to be so wounded by what somebody did, which that wounds are real. They really are real. But are you being a man about it? Or are you being a wimp about it? Oh, they hurt. They just don't understand how they hurt me. And maybe they don't. Maybe they don't understand at all. But grow a muscle. Does that make sense? Understand that in the Lord you can be strong. The Lord says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Lord, help us to grow up. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I look at this and I look at the armor. You know, the armor of God. It says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's in Ephesians 6, chapter 12th verse. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Just think about all the things they're putting on. This belongs to a man. It doesn't belong to a wimp. It belongs to someone who's going to be strong. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparations of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith. And that shield is not plastic and is not paper. It's something durable that you're going to have to lift as a man of God, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You're not going to have something wimpy in hand, because the Lord has admonished you to be a man. Stand fast. Quit ye like men. Be strong. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I'm glad to say that whenever a man is saved, sanctified, and serving the Lord, he is truly a man of God. But I also know that spiritually speaking, all of us can be men of God. And I think the Lord wants us to be that way. Adjures us, is that the right word? He wants us to be challenged to become men of God so that we can withstand the enemy. It's not going to be a wimp that saves the day. It's going to be a strong man. Now, a strong man is going to realize he has weaknesses. And we do know that we're not going to, when we fight the battle, it's not going to be our strength. It'll only be the Lord's strength. But he will give you the strength to fight the battle. And I thank the Lord for that. He is complete in his prescription for us. And I thank the Lord for that. I desire you pray for me.